Vampires!
Sherlock Holmes gave a snort of disgust, and throwing down the morning paper, strode to the window to stare out at the thick wall of mist which pressed against the panes of our Baker Street rooms. It was a cold, raw morning in the late November of 1888, and the mellow autumn was already giving way to winter's harsh grasp. The fierce gales of the previous week had robbed the trees of any remaining leaves, leaving the London parks with a stark, skeletal look, and now, like a great yellow scarf, a thick fog had wrapped itself around the city, as if to protect it from the icy onslaught. It had been a gratifying autumn for my friend Sherlock Holmes. He had successfully completed 3 cases, including the Baskerville affair. Indeed, only the previous afternoon, Sir Henry Baskerville and Dr. Mortimer had called upon us, and Holmes had discussed the case of the Phantom Hound in detail with them. He had been in sparkling form, as he always was when talking of his investigations, to an eager and admiring audience. I had been dismayed to see the change brought about in Sir Henry by his ordeal on the moor. The pale, sunken cheeks and the dark, restless eyes told all too well that he was still haunted by the trials he had undergone. Both he and Mortimer had been in town for some weeks, making preparations for a world cruise, which it was hoped would restore the baronet's shattered nerve. Once again, the somber portals of Baskerville Hall were to be without a master. Barrymore, the faithful butler, whose family had served the Baskerville family for several generations, had finally given notice, and with his wife had gone to Plymouth with the intention of running a small guest house there. Therefore, the great hall had been closed down, and would remain so until Sir Henry returned. With warm smiles and firm handshakes, we wished our friends bon voyage as they left to make the final arrangements before sailing. After their departure...